For more than 60 years, South Dakota's wheat farmers have been supporting the wheat breeding programs at SDSU, investing checkoff funding in variety development through the South Dakota Wheat Commission. But why is public wheat breeding important when there are so many options available from private companies? South Dakota spring wheat breeder Carl Glover believes farmers benefit from choice.
Growers are always going to benefit more from a larger number of breeding programs than a smaller number. And that's important.
He says public varieties combine strong yield with sound agronomics and high quality, prioritizing regionally balanced performance that fits grower needs. Private industry may focus on a broader geographic area, according to Maury Rugg, spring wheat breeder for Arthur Companies in North Dakota.
Private industry is going to focus on the larger acres because that's where the most business will be. But some of the lower acreage states and, you know, public universities, I mean, there's still 1.5 million acres of spring wheat in South Dakota. So it's not low acreage by any means.
Public programs are better able to target their genetics to local conditions and local needs. Sustaining both public and private wheat breeding programs also spurs competition, helping maintain innovation, keeping seed costs reasonable, and providing growers with options. But collaboration is still alive and well in the wheat industry, as public and private companies often share technologies and select genetics, which can move the entire industry forward. In addition, public programs help train the next generation of plant scientists, which results in a close relationship between sectors. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.